Wait, what?
Where are we here? Mar has a brisa on Hamid Beis. The Reisha in the Sefer, the Reisha makes a statement that everybody agrees, and the Sefer has a statement everybody agrees, but the Mashmo is a diuk. There's a contradiction in the diuk. The Reisha says you need Nasan hu v'yomahu. If the girl gives the boy a ring and she says Hare Atom Kudesh Li, that's no good because it says Kikach. Or even she says Hare Anim Kudesh Lislach is also no good because Kikach v'lo kisi lokach. So the Reisha says Nasan hu v'yomahu is Mekudesh. The Sefer says Nasnehi v'yomrahi, she gives him a ring and she says Hare Anim Kudesh Lislach is no good. So there's a contradiction in the diukim. What would be the din if Nasan hu v'yomrahi? Contradiction between the diuk between the Reish and the Sefer. So the Gemara says that's a good question. Sveikahu. The Chashidim of the Rabbana. What's the whole need for Amira? So we said yesterday that's a major machlokes achrayim. Rav Baruch Beer quotes the name Rav Chaim, and 100 years before there was a big machlokes achrayim, which Davne Meluim talks about. Do you really need Amira by kiddushin? Is it the same as Mekah or Memkar? You just need an umdin in the Mukhaf that he's giving her the ring, the Shem Kiddushin. Or do you really require Amira Alpidin? So whatever the Amira, whatever role the Amira serves, either the Amira is Alpidin, you need Amira, or the Amira is to create the umdin in the Mukhaf, the Amira, that's a Sveika, the Din and the Gemara. Do you need the Baal should do everything? Nasan hu v'yamahu. Or what if she does the Amira? You need Amira either to create umdin in the Mukhaf, or you need Amira to din Amira. So what if Nasan hu, he did the main part of the Kiddush, Nasan hu, the Amra he said, the Gemara said, that's a Sveika de Dina. Why is it Chashinim de Rabbanan, Sveika de Raisa Luchumra? Why is it Chashinim de Rabbanan? So if you hold like the Rambam, the Sveika de Raisa Luchumra itself, the whole din itself is only with the Rabbanan, then you understand the Gemara. The only question is, there is a line in the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, where we have put in brackets, and the Kesef Mishnah quotes that there is such a girsa in the Rambam, that the only time the Rambam's opinion was that Sveika the Rabbanon Lukulim the Reis is only Luchumim the Rabbanon is by Chayvi Lavin. But by Isuri Kores, one must assume that Sveika the Reis is Luchumim the Reis. What's the Hechrich? Because we have an institution of Oshem Tolui. There were 6 Hashamas, so one of them is Oshem Tolui. The person knows that he ate Chela B'Shogeg, ate Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg. It brings a chatos, chatos kvua, means whether he can afford it or not. It's not all of your, he brings a chatos in accordance with how much he can afford. Chatos kvua, whether he can afford it or not, he has to bring the kizbo sira. What if the person is mesupik, whether he ate chometz b'pesach, he's mesupik, if he ate chayla v'dam? So then the Torah says that he brings al shem toli. So the question, so there was a girs in the Rambam, why do you need a kapara? If a sofik deraisa lukulim a deraisa, so he's allowed to eat the Suffolk Chalav. He's permitted to eat the Chavit Suffolk Chomets B'Pesach. He says, a lot to eat it. What does he need a kapara for? So there was a girsa that the Rambam asked this question. The Rambam gave the answer that B'Chavi Krisis is different. If you talk about Chavi Krisis, then Sveika Deraisa Luchum. Chavi Lav, and then you say Sveika Deraisa Lukulim Deraisa, it's only Luchum Midirabon. This is a problem because when the Rambam formulates that principle that Suffolk Deraisa Lekulim ederais and luchomim ederabon. He says by Shabbos and by Arayis. So Shabbos is an Issur Koreis. So the Kesef Mishnah says Shabbos he meant Tchumen. We paskan Tchumen as lav derais, but the Rambam holds that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is derais. So the Rambam is talking about Tchumen. Ashvis is behemto. Some aspect of Hilchos Shabbos. Usually when he says Shabbos, he means the lametes malachas. So he's interpreting. No, when the Rambam says Sofik derais and lekulim ederais and luchomim ederabon, he meant some. One of the lesser, less significant aspects of Shabbos, a big doichet. Then the Rambam says, Arayis, all the Arayis are Chavikris. No, it meant Bamzeris, Yisrael, Grusha, Lekoit. He didn't really mean Arayis. Very big doichet. The Pashto says that the Rambam says, even by Chavikris is also. Savik, the Arayis is only Luchumir Medirabona. So what do you do with Hashem Toloi? So this Girsa, Alpi Pashto, is not correct. This is what they added on. Pashto says that the Rambam didn't write that. I didn't check, but Mustafa, if you look in the Frankel edition of the Rambam, they'll probably say that doesn't appear in any of the manuscripts. Alpi Pashtos. So what do you do with the institution of Hashem Toli? So the Rishonim already say the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim ekrisis, where the Hashem Toli only applies when you have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, But even if you only have one chaticha, so the Rambam paskins, there's only an obligation to bring an ashim toli if it's an ikva yisura. If you have a chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, not that he ate a piece of matzah and we're not sure whether it's chametz dika matzah or pesach dika matzah. No, the two batzes on the table, we know one of them is chametz dika and one of them is kosher lepesach, and he ate one of the two. So that's a more chametz dika. If you have a tarubas of chad bechad, let's say you have a trace of a piece of chicken and a kosher piece of chicken, you forgot which is which. One is kosher, one is treif, and the treif is only a treif is midirabon. So would you say when you have a tarubas of chad b'chad, would you say that that's sveika de rabon and lekula? No. So the shach quotes someone who says like that. It's in the kuftes in the yeridei. He quotes Hagos Ashri, sounds like that. Then he says we don't accept that. We hold that if it's a tarubas chad, if it's tarubas chad betray, then you talk about chad betray is bottle. Tarubas of yabish b'yabish chad betray is bottle. Sometimes midirabonin and eat shishim, but minatara chad betray would be bottle. But if you would have chad b'chad, even if the holy so is only the rabbanon, you wouldn't say that it's a sveik of the rabbanon lekul, because that's what ikva yisur. I know for sure that there is an isa here. I just don't know which of the two pieces is the isa. If you have one chaticha, you don't know whether it's kosher or treif. That's a more kal form of sofik deraisa. So when does the rabbanon? When that's the supreme god answers that kasha. How do you ever have an institution of an ashim toli? So he says by ikva yisur, because we pass on aloha that the only time you chayv an ashim toli, if there was chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas. What is that? That's a machlokes hatanoim. Whether you chayiv oshim toli only when you have atarubis chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas. That's what we call an ikva isur. I know for sure there is an isur. I don't know if I ate it. Or do you say even chaticha achas also? So what does this machlokes depend on? What is the root of that machlokes? So the Gemara says it increases. It's in the second pair increases. The root of that machlokes is whether you say Yeshem la mikro or Yeshem la masoris. Whenever there's a contradiction between the Kri and the Ksiv, so the Gemara says in the Radak writes in one place, more than one place, the Radak writes, the Kri and Ksiv represents the fact that when the Anshei Knesset HaGdola were canonizing the Tanakh, they were deciding which Svarim belong, which don't belong, then they had different Kisvei Yad of the Nevi'im. So whenever there was a conflict between one Ksaviyah and the other, they would leave one in the Ksiv and one in the Kri. So that's against the Gemara. With all due respect, that's against the Gemara. Not allowed to say like that, Radak. So that's against the Gemara. Gemara said the Ferish, Kri Ksiv is Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's why there's a Machlokes Satanai. Whenever there's a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv, how do you paskan Halacha Lamaisa? Do you paskan Hashem La Mikra? Do you paskan like the Kri, Mikra? Or do you paskan Hashem La Masoris? We follow the Masoretic text, the Ksiv. Whenever you can establish Halacha by blending in the Kri and the Ksiv together, so Tosis writes in Sanhedrin, that's the best. That's Kiyutan, Dumya Deitain. Fine, everybody knows that. But whenever you can't see here, it says, Yotza Achas Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Ashalos Yoseno. By Yoshim Tolui. So the word is pronounced Asachas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem, but it's only spelled with one vav. It's not spelled with two vavs. So the Gemara considers that a situation of Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masoros. Truth and matter, that's the way we spell mitzvos. We spell mitzvos with one vav. In modern Hebrew, they would spell it. In Israeli newspapers, they would spell it incorrectly with two vavs. So that's a question. Why is that considered a case of Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masoros? The Ksiv is the same as the Kri. There's no contradiction. So that's, we're not sure exactly. Same thing, Mark considers that an issue of Yeshem La Mikra versus Yeshem La Masoros, because you could have read, the way it's written, you could have read it, the Chelev Imo, instead of Bachalev Imo. What mean you could have read it? But that's the way you spell it, whether it's Bachelev or Bachalev. There's nothing strange about the Ksiv. So we don't fully understand, but that's what the Gemara says. So the Rambam paskens that you only chayv Oshim Toloi, if it's a nikva yisur, if it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, because we pass on Yeshem la mikro, we also achas become mitzvois Hashem. We follow the Kri, not the Ksiv.
The Radak talking about Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, or just Nevi'im Ksuvim when he discussed it?
Not sure, I think it goes on all.
So he said, with the Gemara's idea of, and the Radak would not seem to make sense according to the Gemara, but the Gemara said that also with Nach, it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai by Kri Ksuv, or that's completely different.
Can't be Halacha Moshe Misinai, unless right. You say that the Nevi'im Ksuvim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rashi writes. Rashi and Chulin writes like that. The Gemara has an expression on the first daf in Baba Kama and many other places. You can't learn a din deraisa from the Vimuksum. Why the Vimuksum called Dibre Kabbalah? So Rashi writes in this. So the Shita Mukubetz is on the first daf in Baba Kama, writes that the correct pronunciation is Dibre Kivvalah, words of complaint. That the expression Dibre Kivvalah refers to Navi. The function of a Navi is to scream, to give Musar and Tachacha to Bnei Yisrael. So you can't learn out of Din Deraisa mid Dibre Kivvalah when the Nevi'im are speaking, because it's not the Chumash. Only learn Din Deraisa from Chumash. But there's a Rashi on the side of the Gemara Baba Kama, the base on the base, but the Gemara has expression Dibre Term Dibre Kabbalah Yafinon. So on the margin it says, look in the Rashi in the Chulin. The Rashi writes, why Nevi'im Ksuvim called Dibre Kabbalah? Because the Gemara has in the beginning of Brachas on Daf Hey a comment on the Pasuk in, I think it's in Parshas Kisisa. Alei alai, Bel Moshe Amar, Alei alai, Ahara, come up to Harsin of Etn Luchos Luchos Abris, Etn Luchos Luchos Abim, Atar Ba Mitzvah, Asher Kosapti Lahara Sam. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe Shalom said, Etn Luchos Luchos Abris, that's Aseres Adibus, HaTorah is the rest of Hamishu Chamishu Torah, but HaMitzvah is Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnah, Asher Kosapti Eilu Nevim Aksuvim, Lahara Sam is a Talmud. So everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, and Asher Kosafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. So when in the later generations, when the Nevi'im wrote everything down, and when they wrote down the Uksuvim, everything was an oral tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't think it refers to the history in Tanakh, it refers to the Mishlei, Tehillim, Shir HaShirim, those kind of things. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. Yes, if you say it like that, then it's possible to say that it's literally so, that the Kriya Ksiv, even in Vim Ksuvim, is Halach al Moshe Misinai. I don't know if it means that. It means the Chumash was Halach al Moshe Misinai, Kriya Ksiv. And the others, the Kriya Ksiv was instituted by the author. Whoever wrote that Sefer, Biroch HaKodesh, or Benevuah, was given Benevuah Biroch HaKodesh to write a Kriya Ksiv over here. To write it one way, and you pronounce it differently. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that every Kriya Ksiv throughout the Vim Ksuvim is also Halach al Moshe Misinai. Means the author of the Chumash was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chumash was initially given with the Kriya Ksiv to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other Sifri Nevi'im Ksuvim also, they were initially given with the Kriya Ksiv. What did the Radak do for a living? Ayyub thought he taught Tanakh. So it says in the books, he taught Gemara. How can he teach Gemara? He says so many times against the Gemara. I don't know. Absalvechik said that this is Apikursis. This Radak is Apikursis. I don't know.
Is it?
Some people say that there are gears issues and not. Every so often there is an issue of a gears. It is correct. But that's not called a Kriya Ksiv. Whatever the correct gears is, that's the way it's written, that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Kriya Ksiv means it's supposed to be written one way and pronounced differently. The Kivegir on the Gilya Rashas and Brachas gives you a whole list of discrepancies between what the Gemara had as a Girsa in the Nevi'im Ksuvim and what we have in our editions of the Nevi'im Ksuvim. I'm sure it's not a full list, it's a partial list. Nochamo, so the Gemara says that there's a conflict between the Resha and the Sefer, and in Afkamin Ladina, what's the din of Nasan Huvi Amrahi? So the Gemara says, Sveiku Huvi Hashinim Drabban. So Bishlaim, if you all like the Rambam, Sveika deraisa luchumer itself is only a din midrabbanan, so you understand the Gemara. Sveika deraisa luchumer is midrabbanan. But if you all like the Rashba and the other Rishonim, that's very unusual that the Ravid over here agrees with the Rambam. Such an unusual shita's Rambam. Sveika deraisa luchumer is only midrabbanan. One would have thought the Ravid would attack him. No, the Ravid in other places says the same as the Rambam. We used to have a guest maggid shiur here, Rav Nochem Rabinovich, who's the Rosh Yeshiva Ma'alei Adumim. So his grandson had two brisim in the yeshiva, Krakowski. So he, every time his grandson had a simcha, he came to the yeshiva and he spoke. He used to give a shiur in the kollel. So I remember he pointed this out, that of all places, the Ravid should have been masik over here. The Ravid goes and he agrees with this strange Rama. It's unusual. That's Sveika deraisa luchumer is only midrabbanan. Yes, so according to the other Rishonim, that Sveika deraisa luchumer is midrabbanan. According to the Girsan, the Rama, that Bachari Krisis is deraisa. So what does Gemara say? V'chashini midrabbanan. So the Ran on the side of the Rif has a fantastic Chiddush Nitla. He says, because every girl is Becheskas Pnuya. So if you have a Safik Kiddushin on the girl, Menatari, you don't say Safik Daraisa Luchumi Kineged Cheskas Heter, Yishtalav Chazoket. So Menatari, you really have to have the right to assume that the girl is Becheskas Pnuya. It's only a Chumri Midirabbanon. To say Safik Daraisa Luchumi Kineged Cheskas Heter, there's only a Chumri Midirabbanon. Wow. The girl is Becheskas Pnuya. Rabbi Michal Shurkin used to kibitz years ago. He has a very good sense of humor. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was such a goody-goody, was such a sweetie pie. When people would invite him to a wedding, he would always go, if he knew that it meant so much to them, so he would always go. Sometimes he'd go three, four weddings in one night just to make the people happy. So Rabbi Michal Shukin used to say, Aloshin, that if there was a wedding in those years and Rabbi Moshe wasn't there, the girl is Becheskas Pnuya. We're not so convinced that the wedding ever took place. Rabbi Moshe wasn't there. How could it be? He was at all the weddings at that time. Yeah. So that he got that lotion from this rod. That whenever there's a Safik Kiddushin, there's a Safik Deraisa Lekula because the girl is Becheskas Pnuya. This is a Shaila on the side of the rod. They tell you, look in the Knesset Sagdaila, who has an expression, Babura Chazok Alo Yishtana Hadid. He has a Taina, when the Yishtel of Chazok, if it's a Safik about the facts. So then you say the girl is Becheskas Pnuya. But here it's a Sveik Adina, it's a Safik in abstract halacha. So that's the argument, the expression that the Knesset HaGdola coined was, Bavur HaZok Allah Yishtan HaDin. The din is not, what, we're going to paskenize the din based on the fact this girl has a Cheskas Pnuya. But it's not a Safik on this case. A Safik on this case, what the facts are, so in this case there's a Cheskas Heter. But here talking in abstract, what's the halacha? In abstract, there is no Cheskas Pnuya. He's talking in abstract halacha. So the Ran hold not so. Even a Sveik at a din, you also say Chazoket. It's a Chiddush in the Ran. Yes.
Does that mean, what if she was like divorced yesterday and she's getting married the next day? Would that not be Becheskas Pnuya?
She is Becheskas Pnuya, yeah. She got divorced yesterday, she's Becheskas Pnuya. Okay.
So what establishes the Chazaka? Is it 3 days? Is it?
No. We know what her status was for 1 minute before. That's Chazaka. For 1 minute. 1 minute. Becheskas Pnuya. Yeah. That's a different chazaka. The Gemara has in the end of Kiddushin. We're learning Kiddushin, believe it or not. So the Gemara has in the end of Kiddushin, if a couple comes to town and they say they act like husband and wife, or they act like brother and sister, and they say that they're brother and sister, they say they're husband and wife. So if they act like that for long enough, then we assume that they really are. So soklim besorfim ala chazakas. Look, if the woman will be mezana, we'll give her a misa based on the fact that we know she's an Eish Hashish. How do we know? Because she said so. But she doesn't have the manas on herself to get, but if she acts it out like that, that's Zoklam Sof Mala Chazoka, that word Chazoka, we said the Prima Gonim has, in his Psicha Kalal, the word Chazoka has six different meanings in different contexts. There it means Aruba Delesa Kamar. If a couple acts it out long enough that they're husband and wife, or they act as if they're brother and sister long enough, so then you assume that's really true. They're not going to put out an act for so long. So how long do you have to act it out? So you have to give a shir. So that's what the Gemara says, 30 days. If they act like a brother and a sister, husband and wife for 30 days, so that's a ruba delesa kamam. But that's not a chazaka kamaisa, chazaka. We're talking over here, becheskas pnuya, this chazaka nemeikora, status quo chazaka. Not the chazaka of ruba delesa kamam, probability. Okay, so that was that Gemara. Then Taisis and all the Rishonim, all the Rishonim quoted from Taisis. Why did the Gemara only... Shtelzach, the Gemara only raises the issue of one steer between the mashmas, between the Reish and the Seif. Nasanhu v'yomrei. Why not Nasnehi v'yomahu? Nasnehi v'yomahu. So some Rishonim say, yeah, the din is ki'ikach v'lo ki'sukach. He has to do the Kiddushin. So the main part of the Kiddushin is the giving of the ring, the Nasan. Omar is also necessary, either according to Rav Baruch Be, because that's the halacha, you need Amira, because you need to create an Umdir in the Mukha. But that's the main part of the Kedushin, is really Nosan. So with Nosnahiv, Omar, there's nothing to discuss, of course it's no good. That's not going to be a steer between the Reish. That's not going to be Sveiku, Vechashinim, and Rabban. That's no good. The main part of the Kedushin is the Nesinus HaKesef, and Nosnahiv is going to be no good. So Taisus says, that's not a steer because we already have an answer to that steer on the next daf. If it's an Adam Chashiv, then it will be good. Nosnehi v'amahu will be good. If it's not an Adam Chashiv, then it's absolutely no good. Does it say? Absolutely no good, because the main part of the Kiddushin is the Nesina. So that's a din kikach, below kisukach. So not Tosis, the Vilna Gaon says, by the tiny letter Aleph, Arif Aram and Rashbo cholkem al zeh. What are they cholkem al zeh? How is Shach to be cholik? The Gemara says on the next stop, that's the din. Nos nahu v'yom ahu, if he's an Adam Choshem b'kudeshet, not an Adam Choshem b'zeyni b'kudeshet. So where's there room for machlokes over here? Very unclear. So we explain the pashtus is, there's a Machne Ephraim who points out the Bi'ur HaGra, and Ebenezer has this also. But Machne Ephraim explains it better than Bi'ur HaGra. Machne Ephraim points out that Nos Nohi, Omahu, is if it's Mekudeshes by Yodam Choshuv, is because Hanoa Kikesef. That's the next Gemara, that's the next Dav, Davov Emelah. And Hanoa Kikesef is based on a principle of Schiris Payalim. That's the Gemara that we had later. Where was that later? Somewhere later. Yes, and this chiris mitchilah datzov memches. We'll try memches. That is correct. Memches amen aleph, going over tom and base. So the Gemara introduces. The Gemara says if the boy is mahana the girl by doing a pulam and mushechas that takes a while, then just like in chiris poelim there would be a machloikis in avodah zarah, the end of the first perek, where there ain't l'schiris ala b'sof, yesh and l'schiris mitchilah b'atzof. So to over here, it'll chapan afkemina. If yesh and l'schiris mitchilah b'atzof, then it's not mekudesh. Ain't l'schiris ala b'sof, then it would be mekudesh. And the only reason why in this case, Hanoah kikesu adam choshev, he's mahana her, everybody agrees, how come the Gemara here doesn't say it depends on a machlokes hatanayim? So the Achranim answer, the Ktzos answers, because when he accepts the gift from the girl, that pool is not a pool of moshachas. It doesn't take hours and hours and days and days. One split second, he accepts the gift in 1 second. So the sof is the tchilo. There is no pool of moshachas. It doesn't take a long time. So there's nothing to discuss. Is it a composite mechayim? So what did the Gemara introduce? The topic of yesh and l'schiris mitchilah b'atzof v'kiddushei hanoah kikesef. Hanoah kikesef, let's say a man is mekadosh an isha. He says, I read Mekadesh asleep with all of these lollipops. He gives it one at a time. And by the time, and she eats each one up. She eats the first one, kidneys. He eats the first one, second one. She's on Mekadesh when he gives all, and she already ate up the first one before you get to the last one. The Gemara said, the Pharisee later on that it is Mekadesh. So what's wrong if it's a Pulim and Moshe, even if all Yeshen Tchilas and Tchilas B'Atzof? What's wrong? So the answer is that Tchilas, that the Hanoah Kikesef isn't to be taken literally. It's not Kiddusha Kesef. If it would have been Kesef, and you do a little bit at a time, so everything would add up, and it would accumulate. He's got to show with $200 worth of Hanoah. The whole job, whatever, $1,000 worth of Pula that he does for her. Hanoah Kikesef is a different thing. Whatever's going to be Alma is going to count. So if I agree to do work for you, that's Mechayiv you to pay me. If you all day l'schiris alele b'sof, so it's what we call the maku shachrei. This is quotes that expression from Avodah Zarah. There in Kiddushin mem ches amen aleph, the bottom tesis quotes from Avodah Zarah daf yutes. So the Gemara has that expression. When you make a kli, so the final banging that you use with the hammer or whatever to complete the kli maku shachrei. If you all day l'schiris alele b'sof, so the maku shachrei is mechayev to pay everything. And if you're the Yeshua Schiris Mitchilah B'Atzof, every time he bangs, every time he claps, he does a little bit, it's Mechayiv a little bit. So the Gemara understood, just like Pu'ula is kind of his Chayivus by Schiris Perlim, so too, Pu'ula can be kind of issues over here. Whatever's kind of be Alma is kind of come. I didn't have a chance to look at it. This may not be correct, but I'm saying I didn't read the Meir's Dvater yet. Okay. He wrote a Torah on this topic. So the Gemara says Kiddushin has to be chal. You have to have one kinyan. You can't have many kinyan. If I give one candy and she eats it, one chocolate kiss, another chocolate kiss, keep on giving 100 chocolate kiss and she eats them all up, that's considered one kesef. It took him a long time till he gave kesef. But if he all deshim skiris mitchilah v'atzof, then I'll pidin. every shavah pruta is worth a pula is koine his chayvus of the shavah pruta. So then you're going to say, how did Isha become the Kodeshes? If a man is Mekadosh and Isha with $200, so the Rishonim say, it's not that every Kiddushin is always with the Shavah Pruta and the rest of the $199 and 99 cents is just a Tanai B'Alma. She wouldn't agree to be Miskadeshes with the Shavah Pruta. She wants a ring that's worth $200 or $2,000, whatever. No, it's not so. Pruta is a minimum. If you give more than the Shavah Pruta, the Kiddushin is made with all of the money. Not that you always say, Kiddushin is always done with the Shavah Pruta. No, Shavah Pruta is the minimum. If you give a $1,000 ring, and Mekadosh with $1,000. So if you say, Hare HaMekodesh is with the whole Pa'ula, and the whole Pa'ula of many different Kinyanim, every Shavah Pruta is worth of work that he does, every little bit, every mashu of work that he does at Shavah Pruta is another Kinyan. So he's Mekadosh and Isha with a composite of many Kinyanim. That's what the Gemara says, that that's not valid, unless the old English curse a little of this up. Why is it no good? I don't know, why is it no good? I don't know, the Gemara calls it milvin. We have to figure out why is the Gemara considered milvin. Maybe they should have said kolsa kinyon, I don't know. But that's what it says in the Gemara. So hanoah kikesef is not to be taken literally, that hanoah is kikesef, it's a different din. Then we had the Rashbo pointed this out. On Zayinam and Aleph, when the Gemara says by Odom Choshuv, Rava says on the last line on Vavlam, the base going over to the top line on Zayinam and Aleph, the Rava says, just like there's an institution of Arev, it works by Kedushin Medinor, there's an institution of Evakanani, it works by Kedushin Evakanani. You can have a combination of both in Din Shneim. Then there's a fourth din the Gemara has, that Hanoah Kikesef. If she gives to Nano Choshuv, Hanoah Kikesef. So then the Gemara says, V'chein l'inyan mamayna. Everything over here carries over the mamanas. V'chein l'inyan mamayna. Everything carries over. What everything carries over? So the Rashbo points out, I don't know why, I didn't notice it in Rashi. The Rashbo points out, look in the Rashi. Rashi only says three out of the four. He says, Orev, Eviknaini, Midin Shneim. And he leaves out Dodom Choshuv, that Hanoah Kikesem. Sounds from Rashi that Hanoah Kikesem only works by Kedushin. It doesn't work even where Kesem is kind of legamer, namely by Karka. Karka is nicknames by Kesem, so Hanoah Kikesem wouldn't work. Other Rishonim disagree, they say no. Hanoah Kikesem works even by Metaltalim. Even though by Metaltalim, if you paid money, you can back out if you're prepared to accept the Mishapura. But if you did, Hanoah Kikesem be kind of legamer. And then the accepted opinion in the Ramon, Kosher Mishpat is, Hanoah Kikesef, to the extent that Kesef is good, so Hanoah is good. So by Karaka, Hanoah Kikesef would be kind of legamer. By Metaltam, Hanoah Kikesef would be kind of to the extent of Mishapura. But you have the other two extreme sheetahs. One sheet is what the Rashba is, Madaik and Rashi. Hanoah Kikesef doesn't work by Karaka at all. Only works by Kedushin. Why? Hanoah Kikesef? The answer is obviously Hanoah is not Kikesef. It's avoid by Kedushin. Whatever is kind of be Alma is kind of Khan. Now, Karaka, there is no such thing. Whatever is kind of be Alma is kind of Khan. Kinyan and Metaltalim don't work by Karaka. Just like Kinyan and Karaka don't work by Metaltalim, Kinyan and Metaltalim don't work by Karaka. So by Karaka, there is no such thing. Whatever is going to be Alma is going to come. By Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Ephraim, that's what the Xerishova tells you. Kicha, Kicha, whatever is going to be Alma is going to come. The Chumash used an expression, Kicha, Kiyikach, to imply whatever is going to be Alma is going to come. So that's why Hanoah Kikesa works over here, because Chiras Poel and Pa'ula is going to Shibudim, the worker. The painter painted the whole house. So when he paints the house, that's going to Shiba, the Balabais has to pay him his salary. So it's going to Khan by Kedushin as well. If the Chosim does Pula, that's Hanoah Kikesef, it'll be kind of the Ishus, but it won't be kind of by Karka. And the other Rishonim hold, no, it's so good. Hanoah Kikesef is a different word. It even works on the Taltalim Legamre. It's not that it's Midin Kesef. It's not a Din of Kesef. It's a Din of Schiris Poelim. We pass from Laloche, it's a Din of Schiris Poelim. But it works to whatever extent Kesef works, to that extent Schiris Poelim works. But it's not identical with Kesef. It's a different word.
If Arev also works by Hanoah Kikesef, how can Rashi be machalik between Arev and Adam Choshev?
Right, the Rambam says Arev works midin Hanoah Kikesef. The Rambam, the Gemara, Rashi and Tez don't learn like the Rambam. The Rambam is mechudish dikapshat. The Rambam holds Arev works by Kiddush Hanoah Kikesef, because he denies the din of Orev by Halvor. The Rambam holds Why is an Arev chayiv? So the Rambam says from the institution of Arev that the co-signer is mechuyev to pay the debt in the event that the loiv doesn't pay. You can see that in order to accept an obligation to pay an amount of money, you don't need a kinyan at all. We don't hold like that. We all know that's kinyan Arev. The matamoes to the loiv al pitzivoy ha Arev is considered as if a matamoes was done to the Arev. A matamoes is the kinyan. That's the way Taisus says. That's why the paskan of Yeridan Hilchus Ridus. We said over, the Machaber says, if I lend you money, and I say I lend you $1,000, and I say, after the year, I want you to pay me back $1,000, I want you to give to the charity of your choice, give the amount that I would have gotten as interest if I would have left it in the bank, and you asked me not to take it out of the bank, so I want you to give that amount to charity, because I would have given that to charity. So the Machaber paskan like Taisa, that that's ribbis deraisa, based on Orev. How is it Orev? I gave you $1,000 and I said you have to pay me back $1,000 and pay the tzedakah $5 or $10, whatever, pay the tzedakah $10. So the giving of the $10 to the tzedakah al pi tzivui is considered as if you gave me the $10. So that's how Tosis and Rashi learned Arev. That's the Arev is a form of a kinyan. Arev is a form of a kinyan. And Hanukkah Kesef was a different thing. The Rambam proves that a person can accept an obligation to pay money and there's no need for any Maisi Kinyan at all. It's a unique shita, not like the other Bishanim. So what does the Gemara say, Arev?
If Rashi is learning Arev that it's a matamos, not midin hanah, so what does Rashi mean? Rashi writes in Zayin Amnalef, Nivar Masko Nichola, at the end of the Sugya, when the Gemara says that, and it says because you might have had Tzricha, that you might have had a half meaning to say it only applied by Ishus, because Nikola les kadish bekinyan kol dehu. So Rashi says, "Va'afilu b'tovas hanah ba'alma." But even tovas hanah ba'alma works. So is Rashi not referring to Arif there?
I don't know. Not sure what he means by tovas hanah. I don't know. Gotta sit and think about that.
The Ran writes that the only reason that Rashi doesn't include the case of Adam Kasher is because Rava is the one who is saying Bechinli to Mamona, and Rava himself was mistaken by the din of other question. So it for Rava. So Rashi is not denying the din of Hanah. So it could be he does learn Arif as a din of Hanah, and he's not just explaining Rava himself was mistaken by the din of other question.
So okay. But the Rashba is Madaik the Rashi. Rashba thinks that Rashi was careful and he left out Hanah Kesev because he holds it doesn't even work by Karka. I don't know what Rashi means by the Tobis Hanah Bialma. I don't know. It's a good question. So the Rambam has the shita that Orev proved from the institution of Orev, you can prove that you don't need any kinyan at all in order to create a hischai v'smam. So what does the Gemara talk about? Bahayi hanoe? The Gemara in the end of Baba Basra says the Orev is mishabed mishtabed because bahayi hanoe that the malva lends the money to the loiva based on my smach. I'm more trustworthy than the loiva. He's afraid to lend the loiva on his own, but if based on my say-so, then he will lend the loiva. So I get hanoah from the fact that he's trusting me. What do you need by hanoah for? So the Rambam understood the Gemara because every case of Arev is an issue of asmachta. That's how the Gemara quotes it. In the end of Baba Basra, it's an issue of asmachta. What's the definition of asmachta? So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. So the regular Rishonim learn Asmachta means a kinyan ala tanai, where there's an umdar in the muchach, that the person thought that it's never going to happen. When you borrow money, you borrow $100,000 from the bank, and I go, I'll be a good friend of yours, I'll sign as an orev. I was hoping and praying that it's not going to happen. I was assuming that you're going to pay back the $100. I didn't think, if I would know for sure that I'm going to have to pay, I would never have agreed to be the orev. So Rishonim say that's called asmachta. When you make a kinyan ala tanai, there's an umdar in the muchach that the person who made the kinyan thought that it's never going to come to the kiyum atanai. The loiv is going to pay back the money, so why not be a good guy and help him out? Then the guy says later on, it never occurred to me. It did occur to him, but he thought it's not going to happen. It's an umdar in the muchach, he thought it's not going to happen. So that's a machlokes of Yehuda Rav Yosef, whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. The umdin and the muchach that he thought that it's not going to happen, either he thought or hoped it's not going to happen, is that the equivalent of an umdin and muchach that he doesn't really want this kinyan or not? So we say asmachta lo kanyan. So whenever you have hey, I know it, then you say asmachta is kanyan. That's how the regular Rishonim learn, that the orev is an asmachta because it's a kinyan ala tanai. In the event that the loiva doesn't pay, I'll be the cosign, I'll pay. The Rambam does not like that at all. The Rambam does not like that. The Rambam says, what's an asmachta, what's a kinyan gomer? So the Rambam says, he gives this mashal. Let's say it's the day before a marathon, night before the marathon. So I say, if you win the marathon, I give you a golden watch that's worth $5,000. So I say, pick up the watch, make a kinyan hakbah ala tanai. If you win the marathon, it's yours. If you don't win the marathon, it's not yours. So that's a kinyan ala tanai. But if I put the watch in the drawer and I say, see that watch? If you win the marathon, I give you permission to come and pick it up and take it. And then you go and you win your marathon, and then I back out beforehand. Then I back out before. Oh, the Rambam, even if I don't back out before, the Rambam says, das makna ala tanai is not, whenever you just have das ala tanai, so it's not a valid das. A maisa kinyan ala tanai, a get ala tanai, kiddushan ala tanai, a maisa kinyan ala tanai, a maisa ala tanai, there's an institution of tanai, but expression of das ala tanai, the tanai cancels all das. So the Rambam Lishitosa interpreted the Gemara like that. The Orev does need any Maisa Kinyan. Not that the Matmos al Pitsi Vilyas considers if it did a Matmos to me. Rambam holds you don't need any Kinyan for the Orev to be Mishtabit. He agreed to pay the money, but he only agreed Allah Tanai. In the event that the Loiva doesn't pay, then I agree to pay the Chov. So if it's a Das Allah Tanai, so the Rambam, where did he get this from? So the Vilna Gaon, Achash Mishpat says, he got it from the Sefer Mekach HaMemkel Rav Haigon. The Rambam didn't invent it, he got it from one of the Goyim. Okay, but it's a totally different shita how to read the whole Gemara of Asmachta. Asmachta doesn't mean a Kinyan ala Tanai where there's an Umdar in the Mukhar that he thought it's not going to come to fruition. It just means a Das ala Tanai as opposed to a Kinyan ala Mais ala Tanai. You can make a Mais ala Tanai, you can't make a Das ala Tanai. A whole different shot. So the Rambam learned that Sugi in the end of Bav Basu is discussing let the Orev be an Asmachta. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, it is an Asmachta, but since Bahi Anoe, then you say Asmachta can you. Also, the Gemara said there's a Hi Anoe, so the Rambam understood, just like there's a Hi Anoe to solve the problem of Asmachta, so that Hi Anoe works over here to make Anoe Kikesef. The whole different shot than the Gemara, what Orev means. Yep. So where are we? Chashinim Rabbanan. Then yesterday we discussed a little bit Hamid Beis, further Hamid Beis, Ayad. Yeah, the Din of Yad. There's a Din of Yad, not only by Nedar Meshvuas, where you need Levat to Bissan Sam, there's a Din of Yad by the text of the Get. This is quotes the whole Gemara. Really, all the Tanoim seem to agree that you really have to write that day in the Hevi Lichem Inoy, that this document should serve as the instrument of the Kinyan and the vehicle whereby the Kinyan will take effect. That's not a shtar raya. The Kinyan is taken effect by an oral declaration that the house should belong to you. You have to, over here it's for the get, has to say this piece of paper serves as the get. What if the whole line is missing? So that's a machlegis hatanaim. You can not be a need the line. They all agree you do need the line. They argue maybe it's considered as a yad. It's self-understood that that's what it means. Let's say you write a ksuba or a shtar, and you say shnas chamesh salof mishvamis v'shivim v'sheva. Since what? Doesn't say what. So the answer says lebriyas olam. The meaning shana monkam says lebriyas olam. What if it doesn't say lebriyas olam? So for the evidence, it's good. What if it doesn't say chamesh salofim? Just says shvamis v'shivim v'sheva lebriyas olam. What, this document was written 5,000 years ago? It was written 1,000 years ago. No. Obviously, the 5,000 is missing. So that's what the Gemara says in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud. Whenever you have a shtar and the date, there's something missing in the date, but you can figure out on your own. It's self understood. It's obvious. It's evident what's missing. The year 5,000 is missing. The word Lebir Sonam is missing. So whenever you have a word missing in a shtar, and it's self understood what it's supposed to say, so that's Medin Yad. So all the Tanaim agree, Rabbi Yudin Achacham, they all agree you have to write Vedendi the Habi Lechaminoi. He said from that Deris Elio, from the Vilna Gaon. How the Tanaim figured it out? Because the simple reading in that Pasuk is Vekasab La Sefer Krisis, Kama, Vinasam Biyad, the Kama Vishilchem, Ibeza Vahach, Vahisa Lashach, etc., etc. The Torah Shabbat reads it as if there were a colon. Vekasab La Sefer Krisis, colon. A Sefer means Sfiras Dvarim Yisera. Because of that, say, because you have to write the following into the get. B'nasam b'yada, you have to write in the get that you're giving it a get. Shilchem ebeso, you have to write that you're sending away. You have to write, you give her the right, you give her permission to go marry whomever she wants. So part of the sphere is Dvar Miserim is, you have to write in the get that this is the get. They all agree. But the Machlokes HaTanaim is, maybe it's self-understood. Like if you write a shtar, you don't write Libriya Soilim. And the Yasi Eksuba, they forgot the two words, Libriya Soilim. It's B'diyev. You're supposed to write Hatil, but it's self-understood. Everybody knows. The year 5777, since when? Since Hakam Samadina, since George Washington established the United States, it's not 5,777 years. Obviously, it's Libriya Soilim. Everybody knows that. So whatever is missing is considered Kila Nichtav Domi. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. They both agree in principle. You're supposed to write the day in the Heavy Lichemina. Maybe even if the whole line is missing, maybe it's self-understood. So what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes? So the Gemara says, it's a Machlokes, it's a Yad She'ena Mochiach. It doesn't mean it's not Mochiach at all. It's not 90% Mochiach, it's only 80%. It's a Yad She'ena Mochiach Kolkach. It's not as Mochiach as other times, a Yad. Fine. So Tosis points out, there is a Gemara in Gittin, there is a Mishnah Gittin. HaKosef Tevsi Gittin, a man lives in a little village, and there are only 20 Jewish families, and he's a sofer, has nothing better to do with his time. So he's going to write a get for every couple, just in case they'll decide they want to get divorced. So he knows everybody, the first name, the last name, the father's name, the mother's name, the husband, the wife, knows. So he writes a get for everybody. So that's no good, because it's a lack of lishma. It's only considered ksivas aget lishma if there was tzivay habal. If there was no tzivay habal, it's not lishma. What if he's just going to write tofse get? He'll write the basic outline of the get, he'll leave out the names of the people. Leave out the names, that's not enough. But you have to leave out also, the Mishnah says, HaKosef Tevse Gittin, if the Sefer wants to write, by us we wouldn't write, we would print, 20,000 copies of a text of a get, like a Shtar Mechiras Chametz, or like a Ksuba. So they're all printed and it leaves out the lines for the date and for the city, for the name of the Chosan, for the name of the Kali, you leave it out. So can you do the same by get? The Mishnah says, HaKosef Tevse the Gittin, the Sefer is going to write, is going to print mass-produced copies of a get. Tzor Shenech, Makam Ish, Makam Isha, Makam Azmal, and the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel has to leave out also, Makam Harit Muteris, L'chol Adam. That's the Iker of the get, that has to be written L'shma. The rest of the get is just a repeat. Every get has two parts to it. The get that has 12 lines. Tosin says, Gimel Tes is the gematria of 12, so the get usually has 12 lines. And most of it is just filibuster. You don't really need all that. You just need Makam Ma'ish, Makam Risha, Nizman, Harim Mataris, and Shem. And the rest is all just extra. So the Gemara says there's Teifes and there's Torif. The Torif is the Ika Haturfa. The Ika part of the get, that's the Hikuva, that's called the Torif. And the Tofes is the rest of the text that's really a repetition that even if you would leave it out completely, it wouldn't pose a problem. So Shmuel is the one who says, Tor Shianich Makam. Why didn't Shmuel say Tzorch Sheneach Makayim V'deni Havi Lichim Inoy? He didn't say that. So it would appear as if Shmuel seems to hold that, like the Tana, Machlokes HaTanaim here, the last line in the Tosis on Daf Hamid Beis, the very bottom line in the Tosis, they quote a Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Pehe, Guvishal Ger Harim Tavis L'Cholodim, Rabbi Yerim, you have to write also V'deni. So the Tanakam holds you don't need V'dein, because Yad Sheinah Mochiach is also good. 80% Mochiach is also good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to write V'dein. 80% is only Yad Sheinah Mochiach. Yad Sheinah Mochiach is no good. So how do we paskin? So our Gemara is quoting Shmuel, the last 10 lines on that famous Om Shmuel. Gemara says, L'meimah d'sovah Shmuel. Here, four lines from the bottom. L'meimah d'sovah Shmuel. You mean to say that Shmuel thinks Yad Sheinah Mochiach is good, there's a Mishnah of Yama Shmuel. Shmuel seems to say Yad Sheinah Mochiach is no good. Yad Sheinah Mochiach is no good. So the Gemara corrects a member of Shmuel. He did say Li. Ariel Mekadesh is Li. If he leaves out the word Li, it's only going to be a Yad Sheinah Mochiach. So Tosis asks, so the Gemara comes to the conclusion that according to Shmuel, Yad Sheinah Mochiach is no good. So Shmuel should agree with Rabbi Yehuda that you have to write V'dein Lishma, so you have to leave out that line also to write it Lishma. So Akam, when Shmuel commented on that Mishnah in Gittin, HaKosef Tevse Gittin, Tzorch Shenech, Makam Vish, Makam Vish, Makam Azman, Why doesn't he say? And Shmuel added on, Yetzarch Shanech Haf Makam Haritaris, Harem Mutavis Choladam, should have said, Tzarch Shanech Makam, Videni Havi Lichiminoi, that's a coin to rebute it. That's Likuva. So Tosis writes there in Gittin, Shmuel didn't want to get involved in the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis Satarim. So he said, Tzarch Shanech Makam Haritaris Lacholadam, that's Lacholadis you have to leave it out. Do you also have to leave out Makam, the line, Deni Havi Lichiminoi? That would be told in the Machlaikis Abud and the Rabban. That's what the Tosfos says over there. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Bi'ur HaGra quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz. I'm sure it appears in the Mordechai, I didn't bother to look, but everybody always quotes the Bi'ur HaGra quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz. Bi'ur HaGra didn't have the Sefer Yireim. He got it from the Mordechai. So the Bi'ur HaGra quotes says Rav Lezer Mimitz. It's a very cute idea. It's a very cute idea what Rav Lezer Mimitz writes. He says the machlekes hatanoim, whether you have to write v'dein or not, if the whole line doesn't appear at all, it doesn't say v'dein yehav lichiminoi. So then there's a 15% chance, more than 10% chance. If it's 90% obvious what he's driving at, that's called yad hamachiach. Everybody would hold. If it's only 80% machiach, there's a 15-18% chance that he meant to be megarish or balpeh, and the shtar, the get is only the shtar, the raya b'alma. He didn't really mean that the get should be the megaris. This should be the kenyan. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, where they say yad sheni machiach kol kach, is that a good yad or not? So b'medvar ma'amurim, that is a machlekes if it's not written at all. But if the line appears, but it's written shelo d'shmo, he wrote that line before there was any tzvi haba. But when he wrote harim moteres l'choladam, that was written l'shmo. So that's the ikar of the get. Shem ha'isha, shem habal, and zman. And Harim Mataris Lachaladam, and from the fact that it says V'den Yehav Lichmina, it's written Shalal Shema. But the fact that it says it, so it's obvious that he didn't intend to be Megarisher by an oral declaration, and the get will be Lerai B'Alma. No, it says in it, but so it's a Yad HaMachiach now. It just became a Yad HaMachiach because it does say V'den Yehav Lichmina. So what he wrote Lishma is considered as if he wrote everything Lishma. That's a very cute time of the Rav Lezer Mimitz. So how come the other Rishonim didn't realize that? The old Esther Skadol working on the Kasha. How come Shmuel only said, "Din Gittin Soch Shenech Malkam Ariyam Utavis Choladam"? Shmuel the Shitosa holds over here. Yad Shen Mechiach is no good. So Shmuel should have said, "Soch Shenech Af Malkam V'Dein you have a Lichi Minoy." So that's Rav Lezer Mimitz gave a good answer. So why did the other Rishonim not realize that answer? It's a very sharp answer. So it would appear that the other Rishonim hold that doesn't help. That's called the Yad She'eino Mochiach. Even though it's there, and it's obvious that's what he's driving at, it's only called the Yad HaMochiach if it's Mochiach Minei Yubei from the Loshen itself. A person, let's say, takes a neder. From the text of the neder, can you tell what and it's incomplete sentence. Can you tell from the text of the neder what he's driving at? If you can't tell from the text of the neder, there are people walking in front of us and he's waving and doing other things, and then he says hey. A guy in the middle of nowhere says hey. You don't know what he's talking about. If you have a nose, I will have fun of, and the guy holds on to his ear and he says hey. So then you put two and two together. Nose, I will have fun. He holds on to his ear and he says hey. He meant hey nose, but it's not mochiach mitor chaloshin. So that's called a yad. That's yad she'ena mochiach kol kach. It is Mochiach. There's a Nazar of Lafana and he holds on to his hair and he says, hey, it is, but you can't call it a Yad HaMochiach. The other Mishanim holds, only called a Yad HaMochiach. It was Mochiach Mitor Chalosh. So that's what the other Mishanim hold, that any part of the get that's not written Lishma is considered, the Hochach is Michutz Lelosh. There was no Tzivei Abala, so it's not part of the text of the get. So it's like there's a Nazar of Lafana, something else going on. So that's really the truth of the matter. That's what Tosfos quotes from Nazir Daf Beis on the base. Yes, from the Garsi, there are two Girsis there. By Nazir, I will afon him, and he holds on to his hair. And he says, hey, and obviously put two and two together. He means, hey, Nazir. He didn't mean, hey, Betainus Lamachar. He didn't mean, hey, Talmud Chacham. He meant, hey, Nazir. But the whole Hoy Chach is not Bitoch HaLoshen. The Loshen itself, hey, isn't Mochiach anything at all. So that's two girsis in the Gemara, in the first half and the other, that base on the base. Is that labeled as a Yad She'ein HaMachiach? Because it's not Machiach in Torah HaLoshen. But he's saying, no, that's a Yad HaMachiach. So that's what the other Rishonim hold, that's not called a Yad HaMachiach. That's why they were bothered with the kasha. Why did Shmuel only say Sar Shenech Makaim Ariyam and Teres Chaladim? He should have said Sar Shenech Makaim Vidain, because Vidain has to be written in Shmuel. The Rabbi Lezer Mimitz is Taina in the Sefer Yireim. Lezer Mimitz was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natan. So his Taina that once you have a Dain written there, even though it wasn't written in Shmuel, but it's obvious that that's what he has in mind, that the get is the vehicle whereby he's divorcing her. It's not only the Rabbi Yama. Yeah, it's Muchach. It's absolutely clear, but it wasn't made clear to Tochaloshin. So that's called Yad She'en HaMachir. That's not called the Yad HaMachir. So that's a major Machlekes, or Blezim Imitz, and the other Rishonim.
Even our Tosos, assuming when Tosos builds up the whole kasha from the Gemara Darm, from the Gemara Gittin, isn't Tosos assuming that Nazir of the Fun of his Yad Mochia?
Yes.
Our Gemara says it's a Pirish, so and he still has the kasha. So when Rebbe said, if you hold Nazir of the Yad Mochia, then you're holding Chacham Yibachot's works.
Yes.
What, isn't that not?
Okay, then at the end they say they're two Girsas. Okay. It depends on the two Girsas. Correct. Then what do we have on the next stop? Kol she'ena debetiv gittin v'kedushin lo yehei lo isek imayim. So Rashi says you shouldn't serve as a dine. Of course you shouldn't serve as a dine. If you don't know hilchos pasuk b'chalav, you don't issue an opinion on it. If you don't know hilchos kashrus, you don't issue an opinion. Of course you can't be a dine. What does Rashi mean over here? So there's a Rashi in the beginning of Gittin that may shed light on this. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes more than once, he quotes from the Arzarua, Achumra. When you learn Ksubis, so there's a Yamshul Shloiman Ksubis by the Maharshal. So the first piece in the Yamshul Shloiman Ksubis is a long quotation from the Arzarua. Arzarua came up with this Chumra that by Gittin and Kiddushin, you need a Masada Kiddushin, you need a Masada Haget, and we treat him as if he were a Dayan, and a Dintara Dayanim can only be Kaveh Bezen Bayom. There's no Tchilas Yeshivas Bezen Balayla. If there was a Tchilas Yeshivas Bezen Bayom, then the Mishnah says Dan Bayom, a Gomer Balayla, Dintara Dinimamanis, as long as you begin in the daytime, you can continue into the nighttime. Din in the Foshas also, but you can't make the Gmar Din Balayla. You have to wait till the next day to make a Gmar Din. But Din Imam is done by Yamagam Balala, but you can't begin the Din Torah at night unless Kiblo alive. If you want to be Bekabi, you can be Bekabi Apostle Adayanim as well. So the Chumrah of the Ozarua is that you should never do a Kiddushin Balayla, and you shouldn't do a Get Balayla, and then they add on, you shouldn't have Krivim. The Masada Kiddushin and Masada Aget should not be a Kriv. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah only quotes in Hilchas Gittin. He never quoted it. And Hilchas Kiddushin, the Rebbe Chasana should be Bayom, and the Masada Kiddushin should not be related to the Chasan or to the Kala. That's what the Knesset Hagdola writes. When he was appointed, the Knesset Hagdola is a Likut of Achreinim on the tour after the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef wrote a Likut of everything he had until his time. So the Beis Yosef lived in the middle of the 1500s. He didn't have all the later. He didn't have the Achreinim for later. So the Knesset Hagdola made a Likut of further Achreinim that were not available to the Beis Yosef. Then the Chidor lived in the 1700s. He made, I imagine, the Knesset HaGdolah probably lived in the 1600s. So the Chidor lived in the 1700s. He made a Likud of later Achreinim on the tour. That's called the Birkei Yosim. Then he has Shiuri Bracha, what's left over. A further Likud. After the Birkei Yosim, we had Shiuri Bracha, Likud. Then we have more Likudim. Yeah. So the Knesset HaGdolah writes, he was a rabbi in Constantinople. He was appointed rabbi there. They had this unheard of practice of having chasanis at night. He said, I never heard of such thing. Where he came from, all the chasanis were in the daytime. So he negotiated with the Balabatim, and he reversed their practice, and he restored the way it's supposed to be. All the chasanis have to be bayom because of that or zaruah. Yeah. Usually it's assumed not so. The whole Arzarua Shaloi Kedinim, so it's enough if a machma bin a get to a get. Lachatchil, you don't do a get balayla, you don't do a get bekraven. But if you have a shas hatchak, then the Ramah says we violate it. Sometimes, if you have a shas hatchak, you do a get balayla, you do a get bekraven. Yeah. Once in a while, you do a get balayla. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes a whole discussion. If you do a get balayla, our practice for many centuries is the woman doesn't walk around with the get. In the days of the Gemara, the husband gave the wife a get and she held on to the get, and the get served as a shtar raya that she was nizgarsha. But it's already many centuries that the wife doesn't hold on to the get. She gives the get back to the Masada HaGet, and he keeps it on file. And we convene a Bezin of three, and we give her a Ptur. The Bezin writes a Shtar Maisa Bezin, that this is to ascertain that we know that she was duly divorced, and she's permitted to remarry. So that's for sure a Maisa Bezin. A Bezin of three should convene and write that the woman, we know for a fact the woman that was Nizgar Shekedin, and she's allowed to be married. That's a Maisa Bezin. So that, even if you gave a get Balayla, but the people who are watching the get should come back the next morning, and they should testify in front of the Bezin of three that they saw the way the get was done, was written Lishman, it was given, and everything was done properly, and they ascertained that this was the husband and this is the wife, there's no mistake. And then the Bezin should write it by Yom. Some Achrayim write, you can even write the Ptur Balayla. That's very difficult. How can it be? How can you write the Ptur Balayla? That's Mamsha Maisa Bezin. So where does this whole story come from? Where did the Erzurur get this from? Isn't it against the Beferish Gemara? The Gemara says in the end of Bava Basra, Otu called the Megarish, but they didn't Megarish. Everybody gets divorced in the presence of a Bezin. It's not true, the Gemara says, a husband writes a get and he gives it to his wife. There isn't necessarily going to be a Bezin watching. So how can the Erzurur go against the Gemara? How can he say you can't have Kiddushin Balayla because you can't have a Kviyas Bezin Balayla? The Gemara says, Achmas Kinnikon, the Kitcha Belelya. Gemara said, what's the reason for Beishamai that you need? Why Bedina Bishavadina? Gemara says that because Ainisha Miskadeshes, she won't agree with less than a Shavadina. So the Gemara says, but some girls won't agree to less than a $5,000 ring, and others will agree. So it depends on each. Gemara says, Hachmaskin, a kid should belelia. There's a Kadosh at night and she didn't see what the ring was. So that's a machlag, it's Bisham Bisil. So kid should belelia. Gemara talks about kid should belelia. Gemara says, also called the Megarish, but Bedina Megarish. How can the Ozura say, you need Dafka Bayom, you need Dafka in the presence of a Bezin? So that's what the Bir Agor and Eben Ezra says, no, this was after they made this Takona. Omer Abiyuda, Omer Shmuel, Kol She'eni Deb, Tiv Gidushan, Yehi Leisei Gemayim. So then Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin, that from that time on, they instituted this, they developed this institution of a Masada Kiddushan, Masada Raget. Not that you pick up a Kabbadik person. You have to pick a crackerjack who knows Eben Ezra well. Because she ended up that Gittin Kedushin shouldn't function as the Masada HaGet or the Masada Kedushin. A lot of times, a girl gets married, they pick their Rebbe from the Yeshiva. The Rebbe knows how to say nice people, but he doesn't know what it says in Eben Ezra. You got to pick a person who knows a diet. You have to pick a diet. So that's where Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin. They used to have Dayanim who would be Mamune on the Siddur HaGet, on the Siddur Kedushin, to make sure that it's done properly. So that's what the Bir Agra writes, that originally in the earlier generation, before the days of Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, you could have Kitcha Bilelya. In the days of Beishamah, so you could have Kitcha Bilelya. The Gemara says correctly, Otto called the Megarish Bevedina Megarish. But after Shmuel made the Takana, that was the essence of the Takana. The Get should always be given in the presence of a Dayan HaMamunah Ala Get, and the Kedushin should always be done under the auspices of a Masada Kedushin.
Maybe they didn't want people giving
kitten,
husbands giving
kitten
alone either.
That's a good idea. He may not write a Bishma, maybe write a Bipsul. Okay, good.
Yes, so too.
Correct, yeah. You have to know how to do it correctly. So that's the Rashi. It doesn't mean you shouldn't, if you don't know the dinim, you shouldn't paskin. That's the elementary. Pasim Cholav also, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't paskin. Yeah, Tosus didn't understand how can it be. So Tosus has a suggestion. A single boy shouldn't date a girl if he doesn't know Masechus Kedusha backwards and forwards, inside out, upside down, by heart. Okay? So we wish Mazel Tov on all of those boys who are getting married, who got married, on the Siyum of the Holy Sitra. They know everything by heart, otherwise they wouldn't be dating the girls. Well, then the Gemara has a discussion which expressions are valid for a get and for Shtar Shichur Aviknaini, and for Kedusha. Okay, you have to have the right Lashon. So the Gemara says, Kosav l'shiv chosa, he writes a shtar shichur for shiv chaknayin, so he writes, Havir moteris l'chol odom, the top line on the Avov HaMibes. He writes in the shtar shichur, Havir moteris l'chol odom, lo yomav alay klum. Why is it lo yomav alay klum? So here is a discussion, Rashi and the Tosfei HaRosh. Rashi says, because it's not an accurate, the Tosfei HaRosh is not here, it's in Gittin, on the Daf. It says over here where it is in Gittin, Daf Pei. So Rashi says the reason why it's not a good shtar shichur hare muteris l'cholam because it's not true, because when she's a shivcha k'naini she's muteris l'evid k'naini, and she's asur lebnei charin. When she becomes mishuch reres, she's not muteres l'chalon. She becomes muteres to the bnei charin and asura to the eved k'nayni. So you just switch the group of people that she's allowed to be with, but she's not muta to more people. She's muta to bnei charin and also to avon. So it's not an accurate description of the case. That's how Rashi says. From Rashi is a pretty clear mashmos. If you would describe an accurate, if you would write an accurate description of the case, even though you didn't write what the kinyan is, you didn't say Hareini Meshachrer Oisach. He said Hare Muteres. He described Hare Muteres Lebinacharin V'Asura Le'Evet K'nayni. It's a description of what the result is going to be after the shichur, but he never said that he's being meshacher her. He gave a description of the results. Let's say I want to give you my house in matana. So instead of writing on a piece of shtar, a piece of paper, sorry, kenuri l'cha b'matana, sorry, nesin l'cha b'matana, I write, from now on, you have the right to sell the house, to be magdash the house, to move into the house, to live there, to do whatever you want. I gave a whole description of the result, but I didn't say the house is hereby given to you by matan. I didn't say the ikavon. I didn't say the sipra maisa. I just described the tatsuas. So from Rashi and Mashma, that would be good if you give an accurate description of the tatsuas. And the Tosfei HaRosh, Derin Gitna, is not so convinced. He says maybe the reason why it's no good is because every shtar has to have sipra maisa. A get needs over and above sipra maisa needs spheres dvar miserim, but the shtar has to have sipra maisa. Has to give the basic sipra maisa. If you just give the result, you describe the result, but you didn't say the actual kinyan, what's taking place. So that's what the Tosfei HaRosh says. Maybe that's what the Gemara says, that that's not acceptable. So that's a question. What's the din? If you wrote such a shtar, and you wrote the results, but you didn't write the actual sipra maisa. Then the Gemara has a discussion where they're discussing the text of the shtar shichur. So the Gemara says, Hamacha, they quote the Mishnah. After Zefta, okay. Hamacha, Abdullah, Kechom, Yotze, Lecheris. Avin, Evet, Knaini. Evet, Knaini is Chai, Mitzvah, Keisha. Is Mol, Vatov, Lashem, Evet, Knaini is Chai, Mitzvah, Keisha. I'm going to sell him to a Nochri. So the Nochri is not going to let him keep kosher and keep Shabbos and keep Taras HaMishpacha. Nochri is going to make him do Malach on Shabbos, going to give him trace for food. So you're not allowed to sell this lift, neither is it in Bichshol. You're going to sell your Evik Knight, it's more betov l'shem Abdus, l'shem Kedush Yisrael. You're going to sell to Avikachom, that's a very nasty thing to do. You're in violation of lift, neither. So they made a penalty, you have to pay up until 10 times the value of the Evid in order to buy out his freedom. Okay? Then Gemara has a discussion there in Gittin. Is that to be taken literally up until 10 times as much? What if it's going to cost 15 times as much? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So what's this din? So they made a that's one din. A penalty, he has to pay from his pocket. The odon who sold the eved is in violation, lift neiver, has to pay from his pocket, afilo ad asor bedomav, in order to buy out his freedom. Then the Gemara says another penalty was yotze lecheres. Mocher abdolav chom yotze lecheres. What do you mean yotze lecheres? Hefker bezna hefker. So they made a penalty. Everybody has a kinyan moment on the Evik Naini. If you sell your Evik Naini to a Nochri, that's a nasty thing to do. That's absolutely lifneva the seat of Mishol. You're making it impossible and making it very difficult for the Evik Naini to observe the mitzvahs that he's obligated to observe, Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras and Mishpach and everything else. So he deserved to be penalized. So the penalty was Yotze Lecheres. You have to buy back the Evik Naini. And after you buy him back, the situation does not revert back to the way it was before that he was your Evik Naini. No. You got to buy him back, and you're not allowed to keep him. You're not allowed to be mishabed to him. You're not allowed to make him work for you. He's a red yotze lecheres. How is yotze?
Then you have to buy the field.
Huh?
Then you have to buy the field. Either or.
What do you mean, buy the field?
You said that if you sell it to a goy, sell everything to
a goy, then I have to buy him back, even if it's going to cost me 10 times his value to buy him out to freedom. And once I buy him back, he doesn't revert back to the state that he was in before. That he should be, go back to become my Evik Naini and remain. No, there's a penalty, Yotze Lecheres. After I redeem him, I have to let him go free. And they made a Hefke Bezna Hefke, the Bezna Redi was Mafke. But Hefke Bezna Hefke is only good to cancel the Kinyan moment. Hefke Bezna doesn't cancel the Kinyan Issa. We assume that, what's the din? A person has an Evik Naini, so he said an Evik Naini, not only is there a Kinyan moment, there's a Kinyan Issa also. How do you see there's a Kinyan Issa? So we would have said, because he eats, Avikna'in ishal kain is echa betruma. So he said, the Gemara in Yivamas Dafayin gives a different argument, different proof that there's a kinyan iser. Gemara said, because the Avikna'in cannot become a mun on a carbon pesach without authorization from the Yodin. You don't treat him as a human being, as an independent human being, that he should have the right to decide where he wants to. Let's say a man is married to his wife. The wife has the right to decide on her own who's carbon pesach. Normal woman who's married would want to eat carbon pesach with her husband, unless she's not on talking terms with her husband. So she'll eat by her parents, legally his parents, whatever. But normally she wants to eat by her husband. But she has the right to decide. Every Kanani has the right to decide where he wants to eat carbon pesach. He treat him as if he's a piece of dirt. So that's a kinyan isa. Yeah, we would have said he's ochel b'chuma if he's eved shalkai. So what's the din? A person has an eved kinyani, and he's mafka the eved kinyani. He canceled the kinyan moment. Efka is only chal on the kinyan moment. Do you say once there's no kinyan moment, the kinyan isa vanishes into thin air, or do you say no? Even after you mafka the eved kinyani, the kinyan moment is paka. There's still a kinyan isa. And you still need a shtar shichur to cancel the kinyan isa. So that's a machlekes in Gittin, that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Hamafker avda yotze lecheres v'tzorget shichur, hamafker yotzechav ein tzorget shichur. Meche teise, why should someone have such a position? We pass hamafker avda yotze lecheres v'tzorget shichur. Hefker is only chalad yikinyan mamin, and the kinyan isa doesn't tag along with the kinyan mamin. You don't say, since there's no longer any kinyan mamin, then mainly there's no kinyan isa. You don't say like that, v'tzorget shichur. So that's how we read this Tosefta. Mechar avde lov kechavim, there's a penalty mid the Rabbanan, you have to buy him back konsumoso afilo arasor b'damav, and yotze lecheres, after you buy him back, you have no right to make him work for you. That Bezna already declared hefker Bezna hefker, he's already yotze lecheres, and still tzor get shich, even though the Bezna made a hefker Bezna on yikinyan mamen, you still need to get shich to cancel the kinyan. That's how we pass that. The other Amor will read, you have to buy him back from the Nochri, and then you have to free him. The Bez never declared he's already free. They made two penalties. One penalty, you have to lay out a lot of money to buy him back, even if need be, up until 10 times as much, maybe even 20 times as much. Then the next penalty is that you have to let him go free. But not Yotze Lecheres already. Hefker Bez Nefker. If it's already Hefker Bez Nefker, then according to one Amora, he's already Yotze Lecheres Ben Tzor Get Shichra. Yeah, where did he get that opinion from? Where is there a Mokar Chumash like that? That once your mafker abdan is no longer a kinyan mamon, so the mele the kinyan isa vanishes into thin air. Where's the mokker? So the gemara says the mokker is the pasuk in Parshas Boy, chalebidish miknas kesef and malta osa oz yochal bo. Speaks about participating in the korban pesach. So if you have a chalebidish miknas kesef, if a Jew owns an ebeknani, so you have to have the milos avodov is me'akev the odon milechal the korban pesach. That's a machlokes hatanoim and the mechilta whether. Umalta also oz yachal bo, then the Eved can eat the Korban Pesach, or then the Odon can eat the Korban Pesach. So the Eved can eat the Korban Pesach, called man is not Nemo. That says kol orelo yachal bo. What do you need another pasuk for? So we assume, we accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the Mechilta. Umalta also, when you mal the Eved, oz yachal ha Odon bo. Milos ha Eved is ma'akev in the Odon, milechol the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara wants to know, why does the Evechal Evedish? Evedish, v'loy Evedisha. Tosis points out Mabba Kama. There is no neutral gender in the Hebrew language. Things are either written in masculine or feminine. Not like English. Everything is neutral. I walk to the park. You don't know whether it's a man speaking or a woman speaking. I walk to the park. In Hebrew you say, oh, also halachta, you can't tell. But in other forms of the word, you can tell whether it's a male or a female. Yeah. So Tosis says Kol HaTarkula is written Beloshen Zohar, but Hishva Kosev Ishaliyish the dinim are the same. Unless it says Ish. If it says Ish, then sometimes it means Limute Isha. Sometimes it means Limute Kotten. Ish Prat Le Kotten. Ish Prat Le Isha. So you have to figure out. So that's what the Gemara has over here. Chalev Ish Mekdes Kesef Umalta Osa Az Yechalba. If you'll be Mali Yevet, then you can eat the carpet. Why is it only Eved Ish V'lo Eved Isha? Why does it say Eved Ish? V'chol Eved V'malta Oso Az Yachol Bo. The Yodon can only. So the Gemara says V'chol Eved Ish, Eved Ish V'lo Eved Isha. The women, it doesn't apply to the women. Gemara says no, V'chol Eved Ish, if there's an Eved who has an Odon, who's Ish means a Balabas, if he has a Balabas who owns him in Kinyamamen, So then there's a din, he's ma'akib the od melechel b'korban Pesach. But if he's mafker avdo, and it's not Ebedish, then there's no kinyan isarida. Once there's no kinyan mom, and it's not an Ebedish, he shall be, it does mean ish, a male as opposed to a female, does mean an adult as opposed to a child, ish part the cotton. It means a balabos, v'chal Ebedish. If the Ebed has a balabos, an odon, then he's an Ebed kanaini, there's a kinyan isar. But if there's no odon, there's no kinyan mom, and there's no kinyan isar. So that's one tana, that's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So I forgot about who. So one of the Ramarim says that's what the pasuk means. Mafker abdo, yotze lecher, hefker ischal, vein tzor get shichur. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them tzor get shichur. So that's how we read over here. Yotze lecher, so he's already yotze lecher. The knas of the chachamim was already set in. The minute you sell, you have a knaini to a nochri, it's already a hefker bez and a hefker and a kinyan mamon. And still, the tzor get shichur, you still have to give a get shichur to cancel the kinyan isan. So the Gemara quotes, and what's the text of the get shichur echidami? The Gemara says, Ein li esik bach. You see, the Ein li esik bach is a valid text for a shtar shichur of an Ebed Kanani. Then we have the next Gemara, Omar Abayim, Kaddish Meluva, Einim Bekudeshes. Why is it any Mekadeshes? So we explained there are two different types of Mekadesh Ben Milva. One is, I lent the girl $1,000 and she still has the cash. So if I gave the girl a pikodin told for me, and I said, you can keep that diamond ring that I gave you, Bahari Mekadeshesli. So the diamond ring that she's holding on behalf of the Mafkid, the Shaloi B'shus of the Mafkid. They're not antagonistic to each other. Shema holds on behalf of the Mafkid, so Shaloi B'shusai. So if the Mafkid tells the Shemeres, you can keep the ring Bahariya Mukudeshusli, and she says, good, maskin, so then it's good condition, because Shalor Bishusa, he has the ability to be makna the ring to the girl. But once he lends her $1,000 already, so then the Gemara says later, in the Masechta, where does it say, Lekamon Daf, Lem Zayin, so can't be Lem Ches. So there it says that Milva lo haitzor nitno. The minute you give the money to the loive, the money already belongs to the loive, it doesn't belong to the malo anymore. So he's going to say, I remember Kadeshis, but the money is not his anymore. That's the simple pshat. Milvala, it's on it, and the minute the malo lends the money to the loive, the money already belongs to the loive. And then we had the tumim, gave an alternate interpretation, translation of the words of the Gemara, based on Rashi in the beginning of Bab Metzia. The milvala, it's on it, since the loive has the right to spend the money, true, the money still belongs to the Malva, but it's ain't a b'shusay. So therefore, the Malva has no ability. That's a machlekes satanaim and the Mishnah Maseches Maaseh Sheni. So you need shaloi b'shusay to be considered a full bialim or sufficient with shaloi. And it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, which Tana's opinion to accept. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, who pass like the Tana that you need shaloi u'b'shusay against the tznuim. The tznuim are quoted in the Mishnah in the end of Maaseh Sheni that it's enough shaloi, you don't need b'shusay. If a ganav stole something and it's shaliyav the nignav, but it's no longer b'shusay, so it's not matter of the opinion that the nignav still has the ability to be paid in the ma'aser sheni that the ganavim stole, or the net revai that they stole. And we don't pass like that. We pass and if it's stolen, it's ain't a b'shusay, and then b'shusay is not a full ban. Yeah, so that's what the tumim suggests. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. Milva that's on it, and doesn't necessarily mean that the money is ain't a shaloi of the malve, the money already, the minute the malve lends it to the loive, it's already nicked into the loive, perhaps what it means that it's ain't a b'shusa, but it's still shalai. So that's one way to understand how Mekadosh ben Milva is Mekadosh with the cash that she still has. So even though she still has the cash, it's either ain't a shalai of the malve, the chasen who's the malve, or it's ain't a b'shusa, and he can't be makna. Then the other way to read it is no. He lent her $1,000 10 years ago, she spent all the money, she never gave it back, and he says, I'm canceling the debt, and that's worth $1,000 to you. Harei mukadeshesli. So if it would be a milva dachrini, if someone else owes me $10,000 and I give the girl the shtar, how do you transfer a halvor? So we're passing ksiva mesira. So if the chosim will do ksiva mesira, they transfer the debt that the other person owes him. Shtachov dachrini, to transfer the debt to the... transfer the debt to the kala. So Gemara says later that would be good. Mekadosh ben Milva dachrini is mekadosh. But Milva the day, if he lent the money, she spent it, and she owes him $1,000. And Tosa explains later, he's not giving her a davar chadash. If it's a Milva dachrini, he's giving her a davar chadash that she never had before. But if she owes him $1,000 and he says you can keep it, so then there is no davar chadash. There's no mesiras davar chadash. So that's why it's no good. So they're both correct. They're both dinim are correct, but they're two different ways that you're talking about mekadosh milba. Is it mekadosh with the cash that the girl still has, she didn't spend it yet? Or is mekadosh milba by cancellation of the debt? So Abai says that the din is that they're both not valid. Then there's some kind of a case where it's mekadosh and isha with ribis, and it's a haromas ribis. It's a psanisa ribis derabbanan. Why is it not going to be ribis deraisa? What's going on here? So Rashi says ribis deraisa is only if the moment of the malva is misrabe. The moment of the malva is misrabe. If the malva gets something other than mamono is misrabe, then that's not going to be a ribis deraisa. So let's say in the following case, let's say I feel very bad, nobody ever befriends me. So you need a loan, so I say I'll lend you $10,000 on the condition that from now on, whenever you see me in the street, you have to pay back the $10,000. Whenever you see me, you have to say good morning, good Shabbos, good Yontif. So we usually assume that the Lasashek Lachicha Neshech Kesef Neshech Oichel Neshech Kol Dovar Sheishach, so the Gemara has a drosha, Neshech Kol Dovar, that ribis dvarim is their isa. The Gemara every so often darshan the word dover as if it were written dibur. Le'ir b'cha ervas dover, ervas dibur. That you're not allowed to talk nivol peh. Ervas dibur. So here also, neshech kol dover is ribis dvarim. That's ribis dvar. I lent you the money and I made a ktzitze, but I lent you the money. I say from now on, you owe me the $10,000. You have to pay it back in a year or whatever, 5 years. Plus, I want you to greet me whenever you see me. So that's a ribis dvarim. That's we usually assume that that's an Issa Ribis Deraisa. So Rashi apparently holds that that can't be a Ribis Deraisa because Mamona Shel Hamalva was known as Rabbi. He didn't get any tangible bien. Ribis means the moment of the Malva is Misrabe, Ribui moment. Neshech means, the Gemara there in the first daf in Ezel Neshech has a discussion. Is it possible to bite into the Loiva without the moment of the Malva being Misrabe? I make him lose, but I'm not gaining anything. Is it possible for me to gain without him losing? Is it possible to have neshech below ribis and ribis below neshech? The Gemara comes to the maskana, there is no such thing. It's always totally zebizeh. But the Gemara has such a discussion. So it's Rashi holds over here. This is not happy. Rashi holds that the only time there'll be ribis deraisa if the moment of the malva is nisrabe. So if it'll be ribis dvarim, then the maximum it can be, it's only going to be a ribis derabban. The Tosfos is not happy. Rashi learns over here, if the chosen lends a money, and he says, here's $1,000, and you can keep it for a year, so he's getting back more for his $1,000 than $1,000. Getting back, she's going to pay him back the $1,000, plus she's going to become married to him. So Rashi says, that's not going to be ribs there. I said, the worst it can be, it's only going to be ribs there, abonon, because Lav midi shokol mino. The chosin didn't take any tangible bien and didn't mom. He has marriage. So Tosfos is not happy with that because the chosin, when he gets married, always has to spend at least a pruta. And here he didn't spend a pruta. Here he saved himself a pruta. Masha pirish, it's not ribis deres, kimish and ish, and the sentence leish klum, loy nehira. Tosfos says Rashi is wrong. They're not happy. Kimish shuhu, he would have, the way it's written is megumgum. Even he would have had to give her a shavah pruta, and Nevelah Nasalukum didn't give anything. It's considered as if she gave him a shavah pruta. He didn't have to give an additional pruta. So that's Tosfos thinks that that's ribis deraisa, even though it's neither. She her mammon is not being poiches. There's no neshech. You're not biting into the assets of the kala, and the mammon of the malvin is not being this rabbi. He didn't have to pay a penny for the kedusha. The Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. They say to save money on kedushin, Tosfos thinks would be a nisa ribis derais. So how does Tosfos understand lochan pirush abin atam? Wow, a whole interpretation in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Rabbi, all the Rishonim give different interpretations. Lochan pirush abin atam. The ayri hocha shehoyso chayeves moos laodem acher. The girl owed money to someone else. Yigias man lifroya. Uboze, the chosin comes, the boyfriend comes. Noisen la malve pruto la buche lo zimna. He gives $5 to the malve. He gives some money to the malve that he should give the kala he should give his girlfriend another month or two to pay back the halva. Those are the malva pruto, the buchel azimna, the kitcha ba'osa hano. So it's mikadosh hano akikesef. So that's an isa ribis derabbanon. What's the ribis derabbanon? Tosis says. But the Gemara says, "Mav mitzil le'asa tali ribis abomi ad loyveli al malva." The malva lent the girl $1,000, and then later on she only pays back $1,000. But because the chosn convinced the malva by giving him $10 that he should give the girl that extra month to pay back, so that it turns out that the malva got back $1,000 plus $10. But the extra $10 was not given by the girl. It was, the girl was the loyva. And the Gemara said, also tell the ribis abom yad loyva the yad malva. So this should be mutter. The Gemara says, I'm allowed to give you, let's say somebody needs a loan and he can't, he's not allowed to pay ribis, so you don't want to lend him any money. So I say, I'll give you $100, do me a favor, lend him $10,000 for a year. So the Gemara said, that's mutter. It comes out he's going to pay back the $10,000 and I gave you $100. It comes out you're going to get $1,000 and $100. And one says, so what's so bad over here? The Kala owed money to this man, and the chosin, her boyfriend, convinces the man by giving him $10 that he should let the girl keep the money for another month, and then the girl pays it back. So it comes out the malve, the pliny, the third party, the other macher, gets back his $1,000, plus he got back $10 from the boyfriend of the girl, from the chosin. So that's muta. So taliribis abom yad loyv yamav. So Tei says no. It's muta only calls man that the girl doesn't pay him back. But over here, since the girl is agreeing to marry him and he's not giving her any separate case of kiddushin, so it comes out that she gave him ishus, and he gave $10 to the malve. So indirectly, he got repaid the goods of marriage. The guy who paid the ribis, the chosin, is an outsider here. The halva was made by a third party lent money to the kala. The kala ultimately in another month is going to have to pay back the $1,000 to the third party. And not only does he get back the $1,000, he got back an extra $10 because the chosin gave it. But if the chosin gives, that's okay. That's not a problem. But here, the chosin is going to be reimbursed by the kala. What's the kala going to give him? Ishus. And he didn't spend any money for the ishus. So it comes out that she repaid him. So that's awesome with the Rabban. That's awesome with the Rabban. Also, Taliribis Abom Yad Leiv Le'amav is only if at the end of the day the Leiv doesn't repay that third party. But if the Leiv gives something to the third party who paid the money to the Malve in order to lend the money, then it is awesome with the Rabban. Then it will be awesome with the Rabban. That's what they quote from Rashi, not so. The Mordechai in Perkaz Aneshech, the Beisesid quotes the Mordechai, quotes the Talmud Echad, said the name of Rashi, that if I lent money to somebody and it's time to pay back, instead of the loyve paying the money directly to the malve, the loyve gives the money to a third party, act as a shliach, another Jewish person, and the shliach will give the money to the malve. So he'll give him back his $10,000 plus another $100 a tip. So that's ribis derabbanan. Ribis deraisa, if there would have been ktsitsa, ribis derabbanan, there was no ktsitsa, so it should be ribis derabbanan. So the Mordechai quotes in the name of a Talmud Echad, said the name of Rashi, also tell the ribis abomi ad loyveli ad malva. Since the third party gives the ribis to the malva, the loyve didn't give it, so there's no issa. But the loyve gives it to the third party to give to the malva. He gave it in advance. He gives him $100, and he said, you give this $100 to the malve. He gives him $1,000, the Karen, he gives him $100 as a tip. So he says, no, ain't shalech l'dvar aver. The aver doesn't go back to the loyve, because ain't shalech l'dvar aver. And I also tell the ribis habomi ad loyve gamab. So that's very strange. That's what the Rabbi Natam says exactly, not so. The ribis that doesn't come from the loyve is mutter only by medvam amurim, if the loyve doesn't reimburse the other person. Here the loyve did give the money to the third person. He said, you give the Karen with the ribis to the malve. So the Rabbi Natam says that that's what's exactly awesome at the Rabbanon over here. So the Pashtus is like in Shulchan Aruch, they say this, the Talmud Toya said it in the name of Rashi. But then some of the Ramos says that if you have a big Shas HaTrak, you can rely on the Rashi. It's so very difficult to rely on the Rashi. That there's no, that what the Talmud said in the name of Rashi. If it's only ribs darbonik in line, Rashi, very shverevon. Pashta says that it's not correct. That's not called the rasa tal ribs abom yad loyvel yad malza. Then the Gemara has a discussion about what's the din of matan amanas lachzir. So we are very familiar with the story of matan amanas lachzir on a lulav, because there's a Mishnah that tells the story. Rabbi Gamliel was traveling on the boat with the other Tana, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozman Azariah, in the Mediterranean. They had a shuttle back and forth every so often to Rome to negotiate with the government there, and it was hard to get the dalad minim. So Rabbi Gamliel paid a fortune of money. He was a rich man. He was the chief rabbi. Apparently the chief rabbi was given a good salary. So he paid a fortune of money for the dalad minim, and then he gave him matana manas lachzer to Rabbi Lozman and Azari. He gave it to Rabbi Kiva. He gave it to all the Tanoim. So you see, matana manas lachzer is good. Fine. What if I owe the bank money? I borrowed $10,000 from the bank, and I paid back a matana manas lachzer. So that's a joke. It's not that, and the bank has to give me back the money, and I'm yotzi piron achov. The pashto says, you're not yotzi piron achov if you give a matana manas lachzer. So that's a question. The Gemara says the Feirish, you can be kind of karka. Karka is nicknamed bekesef or bishtar or bechazoka. So karka is nicknamed bekesef. So give the kesef matana manas lachzer, you kind of the karka. So the question is, what's the nature of the din that karka is nicknamed bekesef? That's a famous machlokes between the Sma and the Taz. The Sma was a coin. The Shach was a coin, also a Sipsi coin. Sma was a coin. That's why in Choshe Mishpat, on the first day page, a lot of editions says, who Taras Kohen? It's called the nickname Taras Kohen because you have the two commentaries on the side. And the inside you have the Sma, on the outside you have the Shach. So it's Taras Kohen, the two Kohenim took care. The Taz was a Levi, he was not a coin. So there there's a machlokes in Hilchas Keset. Karka's nicknames be kesef, so there's a machlokes between the Sma and the Taz. What's the nature of the kinyan kesef? So the Sma is of the opinion that karka's nicknames be kesef. The karka, how much is the Dmei HaMekach? The Dmei HaMekach is going to be $4.5 million. They got to get $4.5 million to be koine. Aye, but it says karka's nicknames be pruta b'shove pruta. Which karka is worth a pruta? So the Sma says it has to be that Zaka Pala ben Milva. They said the whole debt is all paid up, the Dmei HaMekach is all paid up, and I owe you the remainder of the $4.5 million. You paid one pruta so far, and the remaining money that I owe, the rest of the $4.5 million, should be a chayv stam. I no longer owe you anything as far as the Dmei HaMekach is concerned. I paid it all up already. That's called skifas milva. I convert the chayv of Dmei HaMekach into a chayv stam. And the Taz says that it's a ridiculous. Taz says that it's wrong. How can you say the karka is nicknames the kesef is kesef piron the me'amekach? How can you learn out kicha kicha mistey from when you marry a girl, you're paying the me'amekach, paying for the price of the girl. The girl is priceless. There is no such thing. There is no price on the girl's head. So it's a chok. It's a kesef kinyan. That's famous in the yeshivas. They say this man holds that kesef is kind of karka is kesef piron the me'amekach. And the Taz holds that it's kesef kinyan, just a symbolic act. So that's the taina that the Nesivis has against the Sma. He says, if I owe money to the bank and I'll pay a matana manas lachzer, you're not yotzei the piron achov. You have to get back the money. How can the Sma say that karka is nikness bekesef means you're paying piron de mei hamekach? But the Gemara said, v'feresh, if you give matana manas lachzer, it's also good. But that's not piron de mei hamekach. Piron has to be, you can keep it completely. That's the shad opinion I've been also. The Minchas Chinuch writes a davar pashut like that, that Pinyan HaBen is a choif. He discusses what if the father of the baby, can't be a cotton, he's a cotton and a molit, but he can be a shaita. A shaita is molit, he can be a cheresh. Let's say the wife has a baby and you need Pinyan HaBen, the father of the baby is not all there. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a cheresh, he's a shaita, he's a labbadas. So labbadat namuchiv and mitzvahs. But if he owes money, he has to pay the money. That's shibud. So the Menachas Chinuch says, even though the father is not a bar chiyuvi, he's not a bar dat, not mechuyev in mitzvahs, but shibud in mom and he does that. His wife had a firstborn baby boy. He's mechuyev in yordim lenachosim. You can take away his assets in order to collect the chayv. That's on the assumption that pinyan haben is piron hachayv. There is a chayv that you pay. In Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Shabbos and in Yeridei, it's in Mishin Hei. one siman has all the din of the pidyon haben siman shenei. So the quote there from, I think, the Trumas Hadeshen. You're not allowed to make pidyon haben on Shabbos. Why not? So they say, he gives two reasons why. He says, number one, it's also because of mekach hamemkar, you bind back the baby. And number two, it's also because of piran achayp. So the both reasons are very shvach. You're not buying the baby. The Mishnah says you have to give pidyon haben even if the baby died and he's buried. If he dies before lamed yom, you're not chay. If he dies after lamed yom, you are chay to give the pidyon haben money. This just has a suffix. If the baby died before the pidyon haben after lamed yom, then you say shachyana when you do the bris milah. What kind of shachyana? The guy is heartbroken, his baby died. But you have to give pidyon haben. So you see, you're not buying back the baby. The baby didn't belong to the kohen. There is no mekach. And is it piron de me'achov? Well, it's not piron de me'achov. There is no chov. How can you say the Gemara said the fairish? If you give matan amanas and hatsa mikra, then it's good for pinyin aben. Just two girsas in the Gemara. Is there an iser of koin hamsayeya beveis agronis? The Rambam's girsa in the Gemara was the koin hamsayeya beveis agronis is only a problem by real truma because they have kedusha. So that's what the pasuk in Triyosa says. Chatem brisa levi yomavaze the matnas levia. By being msayeya beveis agronis, they should give it to you only if you help out. So the Rambam holds that only applies to Truma that has Kedusha, doesn't apply to Pidyon HaBen. And others have the gear said there's an issue of Kohen HaMsayeh Bebeis HaGwadis, he's Mevaz and Matan's Kuna even on Pidyon HaBen money. But this is Beferish, if you will give Matan HaMenas Nahach, the baby will be Nifter. How can you say that? Piron de Me'achov. You can't give a Piron de Me'achov. Can't pay a Chov Matan HaMenas Nahach. So if the Gemara would appear against that Truma Sadesh. One of the Rabbanim in Europe wrote, he was the Rav in Pinsk, he wrote to Rabbaran Wolkin, wrote Charles Shuvitz Beis Aharon. So there's a Maisa Shoya once that someone had a Yom Lamed Aleph was on a Shabbos, so the guy made Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. He didn't ask any Shabbos, he made Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. So the Rav in the city Paskin, you're not Yotze B'Diyevet, you have to do the Pidyon HaBen again on Sunday with a bracha. So Rabbaran Walken wrote him a letter and he has it in his Shabbos of Chuvas. It was a bracha levatola. He was Yotze B'Diyevet the Pidyon HaBen, and we're not so convinced why you're not supposed to do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. Both of the reasons that the Trumas Hadeshen gave don't make any sense. He said the first one to say, that's what he says, this din comes from the Trumas Hadeshen. Nobody before ever came up with such an idea. And he thinks that the both reasons are not correct. It's not Piron Achov and not buying the baby. Okay, so tomorrow we will continue. Tomorrow we got to wrap up all the Chazar, then we got to have the Bechina on Wednesday. Shatav Matzlachas. And after the Bechina we start.